The cut day fact that matters for Dalton Kincaid is a ratio. Buffalo kept four tight ends on its initial 53, Kincaid and Dawson Knox as the starters, Jackson Hawes and Kalecki Latu behind them, with Shane Zylstra the only cut in the room, per Ross Johnston at A to Z Sports, against a wide receiver room of five, two of whom, Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir, have not been reported on a practice field since injuries in mid-August. No source calls Kincaid the beneficiary of that arithmetic, and we won't either, but the shape of the roster is the shape of the roster. Kincaid's own week was empty in the way this profile wants it empty. He did not play Thursday's finale. Head coach Joe Brady rested his starters, per Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI, and no Kincaid item of any kind surfaced in the week's accessible reporting. No quote, no snap note, and nothing on the injury file. His last reported competitive work remains the joint practice in Berea a week and a half ago, where the team site logged him catching two touchdowns from Josh Allen, one a 55-yarder in the two-minute drill, per Maddie Glab in that practice report. For anyone new to this watch, the June preview called the rehabbed knee the gate on everything. Kincaid chose to strengthen his torn posterior cruciate ligament rather than repair it surgically, and his unbroken practice cadence has been Buffalo's public answer all camp. The honest limit this week is that the starters did no public competitive work after Berea, so the cadence evidence is thin rather than positive. The knee simply stayed off every list, including the ones Buffalo actually used on other players Sunday. Last week's episode asked whether he'd play the finale, he banked his August instead, and whether the target competition would tighten by cut day. It loosened, the wideout injuries carried through, and every productive depth receiver was released. The yards per target question, whether the spike survives DJ Moore's arrival, still waits where it has waited since June, on September target counts. We'll take it up again when real snaps arrive. Data via NFLverse.